Hello.
Good evening. My name is Eliseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
Nope.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, some other political party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I'll probably vote.
Okay. What is your age?
80.
Okay. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're okay.
From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs. Cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights. Constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment. Moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. Political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C.?
The abortion issues, the people coming across the border issue,
okay.
And let me see, there was one more. I don't remember. Okay.
You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Anthony Sabatini.
Nope, I don't know anything about him.
Mark Jordan.
Nope.
David Jordan.
Nope, I'm not really a very political type person. I only know the ones that put ads up on billboards and put them in your mailbox.
Okay. Nan Cobb.
Nope.
Mike Levine.
I've heard of him. That's all I know.
Okay. Eddie Owens.
Nope.
Kerry Baker.
Nope.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Oh, he's sort of a mixed bag, but he's better than Biden.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Yes, I know who that is.
All right. Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I think he's very favorable.
Okay. Keith Farner.
Nope, I don't know him.
Okay. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Levine, Keith Farner, Eddie Owens, or Nan Cobb?
Nan Cobb.
And would you say you are definitely voting or proudly voting for NANCOB?
Yes, probably. I have to really do more research before I go to the polls.
Okay. And from the same list of candidates, who would be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Mike Levine, Keith Farner, Eddie Owens.
I don't really know.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Personally, mine's gotten better.
Okay. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
Yeah,
or bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
Well, I think that's true, too.
Okay, if you had to pick one of those two statements.
Well, they were sort of different. I think they both sounded okay.
Okay. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Joe Biden's debate performance proves that what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November.
No, I'm not voting for Biden. I think the second statements you made were true. You know, I think he's tried, but he's just too old, and he can't help it. He just doesn't realize how badly he does.
Okay. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as Republican. Now in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot. An incumbent, Kerry Baker, will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has the right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid a fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame.
I think that's right. I think Jordan did what he should do, pay the fee and run.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely lead to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
That wouldn't deter me. That's just somebody's opinion.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
No, I don't like that.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Yeah, I don't even buy the insurance.
Okay. A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary. That makes you much more likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Okay, would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress.
Yes, I'd support that. I'd agree with that.
Okay. A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote.
Sounds okay.
Okay. A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Less likely to vote for them.
Would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
That would help me. I would prefer to vote for them, yes.
Yeah. A candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
That sounds good. It would encourage me to vote for them.
A candidate who was endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
No, I would not be likely to vote for them.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
I would not vote for that.
A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
I would not vote for that.
A candidate who is a 35-year president of Lake County and lifelong conservative Republican.
That would be somebody I'd vote for.
Okay. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Grino and Gary Borders.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who those people are.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate's, college graduate with a bachelor's, postgraduate degree?
A master's degree.
Okay. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issues of abortion?
Pro-choice.
Would you say somewhat or strongly pro-choice?
Strongly.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome.